Hello, this is Fred Freeman with a Patriot Reflection. This Patriot Reflection is sponsored by Joshua's Warriors, a Christ-centered men's organization whose mission is to restore, preserve, and protect the God-given rights and freedoms endowed in the Declaration of Independence and Bill of Rights. And now, your Patriot Reflection. In the summer of 1787, delegates from the 13 states had gathered to decide how to handle the growing problems resulting from horrendous debt, an economy in shambles, and lawlessness and anarchy on the rise. The Republic's government was inadequate to handle these problems because of the limitations of the Articles of Confederation they were trying to operate with. It was on the mind of several of the delegates to replace the Articles with a Constitution. But after 5 weeks of wrangling and unwillingness to compromise, they were at a stalemate. It was at this moment that the elder statesman Benjamin Franklin rose from his Windsor chair, and with a captive audience eagerly waiting for wisdom, he said, "How has it happened that we have not hitherto once thought of humbly applying to the Father of lights to illuminate our understanding? 11 years ago, the Continental Congress had daily prayer in this room for divine protection, and those prayers had been heard and graciously answered. I have lived, sirs, a long time, and the longer I live, the more convincing proofs I see of this truth, that God governs in the affairs of men. If a sparrow cannot fall to the ground without his notice, is it profitable that an empire can rise without his aid? Without the Lord's concurring aid, we shall succeed in this political building no better than the Tower of Babel. Today, as we see the struggles facing our government, would it not be prudent, wise, and profitable to ask Almighty God to reset our path and order our steps to His plans? Until next time, this is Fred Freeman for Joshua's Warriors. Please visit us on our website at joshuaswarriors.org.